Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, it's James here. I hope you're well. Just letting you know that after doing 45 episodes of the Australian Ghost Whisperer this year, Katerina and I have decided to take what we reckon is a well-earned break. We will be back in 2024 with Season 3 of the Australian Ghost Whisperer, but until then, we're going to play some of our most popular episodes. You may have missed them, or perhaps you might want to check them out a second time. Here they are, and thanks for listening. Hello and welcome to the Australian Ghost Whisperer. I'm James Jennings. This is Katerina Legato.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And hello, Alex.
Hello, Alex. We've got a special guest today.
How are we?
We're very well, mate. We're very well. Maybe we'll just cut straight to the chase and ask you, how do you know Katerina? How did you come to meet Kat?
All right. So me and I met Katerina about 5 years ago, I think it was now. 5 or 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So it was through my wife and my wife's sister. She knew Katerina, and yeah, that's the time I was starting my business. I just opened up a business, and yeah, a lot of things were happening in our life, and yeah, I didn't really know too much about everything that Katerina done, and I thought, you know what, I want to go meet her and have a chat. And I have to say, it was one of the best things I've ever done, because 5 years later, she's been in my life for a very, you know, very important part of my life this last 5 years. And we see each other once every 3 to 6 months. And I always leave seeing her just feeling amazing, feeling strong, ready to, you know, take whatever comes my way. And yeah, I was going through a bit of my own struggles before I saw Kat. And I've got a sales, you know.
Yeah. So sorry to interrupt, mate. I was just going to say, before you saw Katerina, were you a believer in spiritual things or supernatural, or like, what was your viewpoint on all that stuff before you met up?
All right. I won't lie to you. I didn't even really believe in God till I met Katerina.
Okay.
Yeah. So Katerina showed me, and she said things to me that no one would know. And somehow she knew, and about like a past member of mine, which was very close to me, my grandfather, which Katerina didn't know me for a bar of soap. So how is she going to know that my grandfather was saying those certain things from like being passed away? And she said a few things that really got me. And at the beginning, I was skeptical. When my wife told me about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, no worries, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't really believe. I'm sorry, Kat.
No, absolutely. I want you to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't believe. I won't lie. And then, after every session we had, it just made me more and more and more of a believer. And then really, the last session we had was the real big one, the one that, you know, really made me wake up to all of this. And when you've done the exorcism, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one was, a wow, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, life-changing, yeah.
Well, let's rewind a bit and lead up to that moment, Alex. Mm-hmm. So tell me, so you've gone to see Katerina for the first time. You don't believe in God. How were you in your personal life? How we like paint a picture of me, of how you were as a person back then.
Look, I was a hard worker. My parents are both hard workers. My dad had a restaurant. My mum has a hairdressing salon. I just opened up my business at the age of 24, 25. It was property maintenance and pest control. So I was already into that life of just work hard, you know, I was lucky enough to find a beautiful wife, you know, met my wife Stephanie, which has changed my life for the better. And I was my thing was I was drinking a lot. I was, you know, young, running a business. I was drinking a lot of alcohol, a lot of stresses on my hands as a young age. And I felt like I've been drinking from when I was young. Like I started drinking young. I don't know. There was always something in me that just wanted to drink alcohol. And I was always the one that drank a bit too much compared to everyone else. And when I met Katarina, she knew that about me, and even though she didn't know me, and she was telling me, you know, you got to calm down with the drinking. You got to, you know, you're doing the right thing with everything else, work, and you know, don't stress about your business, you know. And she just gave me the right guidance in things, and I just always took it like, yeah, no, I'm Portuguese. Don't worry, we can drink anyone under the table, but. You know, and after year, then that's when about 2-3 years ago, I was on a job site working, and I felt like I said to my guy that was working with me, and I said, whoa, the whole ground, the floor just moved. And he goes, mate, what are you talking about? And I go, brother, the floor is moving. And he goes, Al, I think you need to go sit in the van for a little bit. I go, what's going on? I went, sat in the van, and I still feel like my whole head was spinning, everything. I went and had a lay down in the van, still weren't getting better. So I go, you know what, I got to go home. I went home, I fell asleep. I woke up 2 days later, and that's when I found, all right. And you know what, Katarina was saying for about a year before that happened, you need to take it easy with alcohol, calm down. Like doctors, I'd see doctors and they'd be like, oh, you know, you could quit it, you can bring it down a little bit, you could slow it down a little bit, but no one really told me, like Kat was telling me, like, you need to stop. You can't drink. You need to stop drinking. I didn't take it seriously. I was like, nah, you know what I'm doing? I can handle it. My body can handle it. I work hard. It's all good. I need it.
Where you were at in your life, Alex, is that the alcohol was really destroying your health, including your health. And had you not stopped drinking, you probably would have been dead by, I don't know, 40, if you could imagine.
The way I was going, you know, 40. And then, yeah.
And you have always been someone who had this enormous heart. Like, I've always loved Alex's heart. I just thought he had so much love for everyone in him. But I could see that the alcohol was disconnecting you from your heart. It was disconnecting you from God. And it was destroying you spiritually and physically, which is why I kept insisting that you really needed to address the alcohol in your life, because it was just really destroying you on so many levels.
You were
basically drinking all the time by that stage.
Yeah, every day from 2 o'clock to sleep. Yeah,
right. So when you went to see Katarina, was it because you felt the drinking was a problem, or was there something else that
I don't know. I felt like I was a little bit depressed. I had a lot of, when you're drinking a lot, you're working hard, you're trying to, you know, do life, marriage. Oh, I got married at 20. I got married young, you know, 4 years ago. So I was 27 when I got married. So, you know, maybe to a lot of people that's not young, but like, yeah, we're doing a lot of things. We're building a business. Sometimes my mind would play tricks with me, and I was mentally not coping. And then when we got married, so what happened was, I was already a bit, you know, in life. I was always, I was
dragging yourself through life, really.
Pardon?
You were dragging yourself through life, almost waiting
for the
drink and the next drink so you could feel better and get to the next stage of your life.
Exactly. I just constantly kept drinking to make me feel better, because when you're drunk, you're happy and this and that. But really, it was just masking everything. And then whenever I'd go see Katarina, I just felt so much better. She'd give me clarity of what's going on. She'd give me clarity of my path, of, you know, the person I am. And, you know, as much as you hear from your mum and dad that, yeah, you're a great person and blah, 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 I don't know, for some reason, something in my head always was telling me the opposite. And I felt like I was never doing good enough. Doesn't matter. You know, you'd buy one car, it still wasn't good enough. I wanted more and I wanted more and I wanted more. But all this wanting more, it's all bullshit. You know, true happiness is within.
then bravo.
You know, it's and then what happened was me and my missus, me and my beautiful wife, wanted to start a family. So we went, we tried for a kid. We had a miscarriage, and we hear, you know, miscarriage is a, it's a common thing, you know, it is what it is. But my wife has never drank, has never taken drugs, has never done anything. She's healthy as anything. So, you know, who's the person that's got all the poison in them? Me, you know. And then my wife had another miscarriage and another miscarriage. And now the other, and now at the beginning of this year, another miscarriage. And every miscarriage she's had has given me more strength to be a healthier, better person. Now I haven't drank for 2 years. And honestly, I wouldn't be able to do this without Katarina, because like, as much as everyone, like everywhere you go, there's always social, everyone's social to have a drink together, have good times. And, you know, for someone who's an alcoholic, that's, you know, for a normal person who drinks normally, they're like, oh, that's not a problem. You know, they'll go anywhere, have a couple of drinks, and then the rest of the week not drink anything. But for me, it's to go anywhere at the beginning and not drink was like, it was scary. It was like, what do you do then? All I've ever known is to get drunk at events. And then I started getting loud and too rowdy, and I just needed a change. And honestly, seeing Katarina and showing me and just like, just talking about things that no one could see other than her, communicating through to my grandfather, which I look at my grandfather like, you know, I spent a lot of my younger life at my grandparents' house. You know, they helped out a lot with when mum and dad were working and all that. And my grandfather was, you know, he's a strong man. He's had 10, 11 kids. And for him to communicate with me through Katarina was amazing, especially for someone who didn't believe in God at one stage. So it kind of brought my faith out to open my eyes to a whole new thing. And really, and from that, like growing up, I was very angry and I don't know how to explain it. I was just an angry child, like a lot of anger. And every year of meeting Katarina, I've just become more happy, more let things go, and more loving and compassionate and what I should be, you know, a normal human being, not this angry, you know. And it's funny because the last time I saw Katarina, it's now been 2 years, so I haven't drank. And for the first time in my life, I've told myself, because I quit at the beginning for a year and then I relapsed, and because I always had it in my head, once my wife's pregnant, it's all good, then I can go back to drinking again. Right. But that's not the right thing to have in your head.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The right thing to have in my head is, that's it. I'm done with drinking till you have it where you can be normal to drink. You can socialize and drink and not fiend to come home and drink more. Mm. And the last time I saw Katarina, I came in just for a healing, because I love going to see her for a healing, because every time I go for a healing, I could feel like the whole world, the weight of the world's on my shoulders. When I go in there, I walk out feeling like I'm on a cloud, ready to take on anything. And as I sat down, she goes, "You're ready." And I go, "What do you mean you're ready?" She goes, "You're ready to let go of the demon." And I go, "What?" I go, "What are you talking about?" Instantly, as she said that, my hands jarred up like that. My hands jarred up, and I swear to you, I'm not lying. Like, this is not a joke. My hands just went like that. And this is why when anyone asks, I tell this story to, if they don't, like, I can't even explain the feeling. My hands shut up and she just started. She had her wand out and she started. She goes, time to release this demon within you. You tell him you don't want this demon inside of you. Tell him to get out of you. And I was starting to get scared because I couldn't move my hands. My hands were going, they were vibrating like I can't even explain this. Like when this happened like 7 months ago and I'm still freaking out about this. My hands were shaking and I couldn't make a fist. And I started tearing it from my eyes, going, "What? Like, what the fuck is happening to me? What's going on?" Like, she's on top. She's going, "Get this demon out of you! Like, be strong. Get it out of you. You're ready to let go." And I don't know how long this went for. I think it went for like 15, 20 minutes. I couldn't move my hands. And I go, "What's wrong with my hands?" She goes, "You've released. She's got this demon out of me." She goes, "Now lay on the bed. Lay down." And I go, I'm freaking out because I'm going, why is my hand still stuck like this? She goes, don't worry, don't worry. And she had her wand on top and on top of my chest and doing all the points to get it out of me. And as I just started laughing and crying and laughing because my hands were coming back, I go, what the fuck just happened to me? And she goes, you've released the demon from within you. She goes, this demon's been inside of you. This is the demon that you get from being the negativity, the alcohol, the hatred, the anger, all that shit you had inside of you. That was this bloody demon that was in you. And honestly, since that day, before, I have to say, for about a year and a half before that, I was getting dizzy a lot too. I forgot to say when I was going through the bad alcohol. And even when I stopped drinking for the whole year, I'd be somewhere and boom, it feel like the whole ground would just move. And I grabbed the wall. And look, I'm sweating telling this story because it still is. I still can't believe what happened to me. I can't get over the hands, but my hands were frozen shut. I thought that was it. Like I was, like that was it. It's hard to explain. Yeah, it's some crazy shit.
It sure is.
Yeah. Yeah. Need some water.
Yeah. Drink some water. Yeah, because the demon was taking hold of him as I was trying to remove the demon from Alex. Uh-uh. The demon had his, like, I'm not letting Alex go. Like, I could sort of feel
I couldn't believe it.
So angry, and that's why you were shaking. But the more I channeled the love and the light into Alex's body, then the demon wasn't comfortable anymore in that environment, that higher vibe. But also Alex was ready to remove that demon because all the sessions we had, he was still kind of, oh, I will, I won't give up the alcohol. Right, okay. I'm not sure. I don't know all about this. But I always knew that the moment would come. And I think everybody has inner demons within them, you know, and it's
100%.
You have to be fully ready to say, I am now changing my life. And I think somehow you had worked through a lot of your own personal issues and you were ready to turn it around. And so that demon was no longer wanted or needed by you because it was just feeding off your energy. It was feeding off your misery.
Yeah, my anger, my misery. And, you know, I felt like that anger
within you, your anger, your alcohol created a demon because we are creator beings. So we create, you created that demon inside of you. And that,
and drinking.
That was like, it was the God within you, the false God within you that was running your life and running your thoughts. And I think that the dizziness was always like the demon was trying to keep a grip on you and there was an internal battle going on within you. That's why you felt off-centered and dizzy because you were having a battle with this demon because the demon knew it was coming close to the time of its departure.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. And I feel like, look, I've always felt like I'm strong in a way where if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. If I want to do something, if I want to, whatever goal I've put in my head, I'll accomplish. The hardest thing for me ever was stopping drinking for some reason. Everywhere I would go, when I'd tell myself, no, I'm not going to drink today, I'll drive past and there's something, always a voice in my head, just go, yeah, just one, you know, just one. One would turn into two, two turns into 10 every time until this happened. This happened 8 months ago. So like I said, I quit the first time for a year. And then as soon as my wife fell pregnant, at the end of last year, that was like that's it. I thought, all right, now I can drink again because she fell pregnant. And I thought, I'll drink like a normal person. That first day, I drank a whole bottle of scotch to myself. And I didn't pass out or anything. I was like I never even left the alcohol. Like the alcohol, like I never even stopped for that year. And I hadn't had a drink for a year. I thought I would have been smashed by one or two glasses. I nearly drank the whole bottle. There was like a little bit left in the bottle. And then I drank, a fair bit in that 3 months that my wife was pregnant. She had another miscarriage when we went to find out the gender. And then she had a miscarriage on that day. And that was it. It broke my heart. And I spoke to Katarina about it. And she's like, darling, you've just got to let go of this alcohol. You've just got to have it in your head. And then Katarina actually done a hypnotherapy on me to stop drinking. To not want to drink anymore. And for the first time in my life, I didn't get the urge after that hypno to drink. Like the first time when I quit, it was very hard that first year. But once I'd done this hypno, I felt like beautiful. Like I can now finally control this. And, just the other day, we had a christening and I had a couple glasses of wine. And this is the first time that I've had a couple glasses of wine and I didn't come home and want to drink the whole bottle of scotch or open up or have any drinks. And I was fine with it. And for the first time, I had two drinks. And the guy goes, would you like a third? And no one had to talk for me. Everyone looked like, come on, have a drink. And I go, no, I'm good. Like, I'm fine. And I've never felt this way ever. Mm-hmm. Like, I've suffered with this my whole life. Like, a lot of events where I've been the loudest, the rowdiest. And what for? Like, you make a fool of yourself. You know what I mean? And yeah, like, honestly, like, my parents would always tell me, friends would tell me, my missus would tell me. And I was always just like, shut up, you're soft. You know, you can't drink like me or whatnot. Until the sessions that I would have seeing Katarina, she really showed me because of what she could see that I could not see. And she kept proving me, like, not wrong, but, like, she kept showing me these things for years. And so now anything that she says to me is God. You know, that's Katarina is God. You know what I mean? Like, when she talks, that's it. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? So what she says, I took to the heart, and it sticks. It stays that way. You know what I mean? And it's made my life so much better. I'm happy. I'm never depressed anymore. Like, all right, we went through the miscarriage, but she shows me there's always a brighter light at the end of the tunnel. Me and my wife are good together.
Out of an alcoholic father.
Exactly that.
Child didn't want to be part of an alcoholic father because then you would have passed that on to your children. So that cycle needed to be broken. And sometimes God sends us very powerful lessons that can be very painful. But when you look back, you can see that was for the best. Because imagine you would have kept drinking and you would have passed on that habit to your own children.
And if I have a son or a daughter, I don't want them to see. I don't want that. I don't want them to be,
to be
embarrassed of their father.
And also feel connected to God and feel connected to their divine selves.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can be this amazing dad.
And now I'm healthy. I'm fit. I've been boxing for the last 6 to 8 months. I couldn't even drink like how I used to if I wanted to now because I get my ass kicked in boxing. I'm on a new path of just, and a path I should have been when I was 21, but you know what? It's taken a bit longer. I'm 30 now. And I feel like I've accomplished a lot for my age. We've got a successful business. My wife's happy. We're living in our own place and God will give me a child and I know he will,
I know he will. You've transformed your life.
Definitely.
You're going to be an amazing father.
Yeah, and thank
you've gone plant-based, haven't you? You've stopped all the...
I've gone plant-based. Yeah, and you know what's funny with that? At first, I was a very big meat eater. I was always, every Sunday, 1 kilo tomahawk on the barbecue, on the charcoal, and every Sunday. And then I Kat was telling me about plant-based, vegan, and then I really looked into it. I'd done my own research, and I can't believe how much better I, and even now that I've been plant-based now 6 months, or five and a half months now, my recovery is so much faster from when I train. I got so much more energy. I get up every day at 5 o'clock. I train. I go to work at seven. I work till five. I come home. I do the paperwork. I've still got energy. Before, I used to get home at four and need to drink 3-4 glasses of scotch to get through all the paperwork. I don't drink like that anymore. I don't, you know, now when the next event, I'll have a couple glasses of wine. That's it. You know, like, yeah, doing things normal, you know, like how I should have been doing.
Yeah, that sounds like your life has done a complete 180. Like sounds like it's just completely changed.
Yeah, 100% for the better.
Yeah.
And I have to owe it to this woman here, Katarina, because without her, I don't think I would have done it.
I think you always had it in you. I just helped to bring it out.
Yeah.
You always had it in you to be an amazing human being, and you are.
Mm.
Thank you.
And you guys are going to make amazing parents.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. It's going to be good.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for sharing that with us and being so open and honest with your journey and what's happened to you over the last few years. Like we really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.